Housing prices may be cooling, but real estate talk is always hot, or at least the Bravo cable channel hopes that it is. Its new series features agents that broker houses that sell for $1 million and more. The series is called Million Dollar Listing. Here's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
First thing you should know about Million Dollar Listing is its title is somewhat misleading. The show is set in Southern California, where $1 million will buy you a nice ramshackle hut, garage not included. No, this Bravo show has its eye on the multi-million dollar pleasure palaces that come with essential features like indoor pools and stripper poles. That said, Million Dollar Listing can be enjoyed purely as house pornography. Beyond that, its appeal depends on how interested you are in the process of buying extravagant houses. The stars here are the real estate agents, who invariably are smarmy go-getters that will do just about anything to facilitate a sale. This is not a business for the meek or mild. Just listen in on a conversation between fellow agents Scotty Brown and Madison Hildebrand, who discuss a client's health with sensitive diplomacy.
He did have a heart attack. How bad was it?
It was a smaller vein. Really? It wasn't one of the main ones, but he's pretty much out of commission for 2 weeks.
He is? Howard had a heart attack for a reason, Madison. Don't mess with Scotty Brown.
That's bad.
I don't think Million Dollar Listing is meant to inspire confidence in the good men and women of the real estate industry. The hardworking house hunters of Los Angeles are flaky, flighty, and sometimes downright moronic. The show finds itself a terrific comic set piece with Shannon McLeod, a self-described blonde bombshell who doesn't quite see the conflict of interest in a client she describes here.
My listing appointment today is with Jeff, my ex-fiancé.
He told me he wanted to sell his house, but I, you know, wasn't really sure what his situation was because we stopped seeing each other. But I told him that if he did list it, I really wanted the opportunity to list it.
Jeff's house is in one of the most desirable neighborhoods in all of Los Angeles.
In a strange, probably unintentional way, I came away from Million Dollar Listing convinced that when I'm ready to buy a house, I might as well represent myself. The show is actually quite instructive when it comes to understanding the jargon necessary to complete any transaction. Now, I'm still a ways from speaking fluent real estate ease, but I know the difference between, say, selling a home as is or offering a credit. So if you have a healthy seven-figure sum lying around, Million Dollar Listing is a good guide to putting that money to use. For the rest of us, it's just a passable diversion.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter and co-host of Square Off on the TV Guide channel. The show Million Dollar Listing debuts tonight on the cable channel Bravo.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have comments about our program, send us an email. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. That's at the top of every page.